In 1976, the government decided to transfer the DMT's traffic signals group to the Department of Main Roads. The decision was made so that the DMR would progress from being just a road builder to a transport manager. Bob Morris, an engineer at the DMR, in his capacity as change manager, recalls the effect it had on the DMT.
The Department of Motor Transport had really been pioneers in looking after the traffic signals and getting the communication systems going. That had been their strength. They absolutely knew the ins and outs of traffic. They had power as to where lights went in. They ended up really telling the police administrators how that worked. And they'd had a boom time, and they'd gone from being a small operation to a big group. But they were being merged with what was a very large organisation, and one that had quite a different culture, and one where traffic had no status. It was nowhere near the status of designing a freeway or building a road. And there were only a few engineers at the DMR who knew anything about traffic. They were not expert in the social side of traffic. By and large, the DMR opposed parking. They would always oppose pedestrian crossings because they interrupted the traffic.
So they just want to keep everything moving, right?
That's it.
You couldn't park your car because it would be an obstruction, would it?
That's right.
The reason the government did the merger, it brought on a lot of those things that needed to be merged. For example, the DMR looked after road warning signs and direction signs, but the DMT looked after regulatory signs. We painted white lines down the middle of the road to guide people, and the DMT painted lines across the road to guide pedestrians across it. It was quite a silly differentiation between two organisations, so it was quite logical to bring the whole thing together. We inherited the traffic signal work of the DMT, and we inherited the people. But the big thing that came across to us was Arthur Sims. And he brought across the concept of computerising signals. And we had to take this forward. And it was quite a concern because you're entering into an area that was pretty well unknown and where the investment you were committing yourself to was huge. And you had to be sure about this. And we were not sure about the future of a computerised controller. We were not sure about interlinking the signals in a new way that responded to the traffic that was there, whereas coordinated signals in London and other places were all fixed time. But we were going another step, a giant step forward. So that became a huge challenge.